Patrolli Pier. Since 2012, this statue has paid homage to the monkey, and to the brand, of course. It was cast in bronze and weighs more than 200 kilos. It's the work of Susanna Ruiz Blanc and was inspired by the label design of the Anisette bottles.
Look here at the label. It says Badalona, which increases our international profile even further. And the bottle has a special design. Part of it is engraved in the shape of diamonds. Mr. Bosque was in Paris on business and was looking for a gift for his wife.
Business? He was there to have a good time, and I should know.
Be quiet, monkey. In Vendôme Square, he found the perfect bottle of perfume, and its design was the inspiration for a bottle that became an industry standard. Today, nearly every bottle of Anisette looks like this, regardless of the brand.
It's also a popular musical instrument that's played at Christmas time.
Now look closely at the monkey's face. It looks almost human. They say that the owner deliberately modelled it on the face of Charles Darwin.
No, that's wrong. They put my face on Darwin.
How is that even possible, you silly monkey? Plus, Darwin was born a long time before you were. As I was saying, the story goes that the design was based on Darwin because at that time the world was in uproar over his theories. What we don't know is whether it was done as a homage to the scientist or whether Mr. Bosque was actually anti-Darwin.
He was pro-me, or pro-monkey. Hey, don't you want to take a photo with me? Come and sit next to me.
This is the Pont del Patrolli, or Petroleum Pier. It was given this name because the oil tankers unloaded their petrol, oil and petroleum at the end of the pier. These were then stored in large tanks, which stretched from here all the way to the port, where the buildings and the promenade now stand.
The first pier was built in 1879, although it was smaller and made of wood. A storm swept it away in 1927. They built another one, in iron, but it fell into disuse after the Civil War, and eventually it was replaced by this one. By 1986, the pier was no longer used, and a few years later the City Council decided to demolish it. But can you see that plaque on the right-hand side? It pays tribute to Giuseppe Vielzeplat, who was the founding member of a popular movement that managed to preserve the pier. Little by little, more people joined his protest, until one day all the scuba divers in the city jumped into the water, clung to the pier and refused to let go. Together the people were able to achieve their objective, and the pier was allowed to stay.
Today the Petroleum Pier is a symbol of the city. A long walkway of 250 metres takes us far out into the sea. On the platform at the end, there's a meteorological and oceanographic station used by scientists. It collects data on the water temperature, the sea currents, the tides, and other marine phenomena. If the pier isn't closed due to bad weather, walk along it to the end. From there, you'll have a beautiful view of the city, and there's an information panel to help you find out more about the most interesting parts. It's location number 8 on the route.
And on the floor of the platform, you can see a windrose. This can teach you the names of the winds, based on where they're blowing from.
Now turn around. Directly opposite the pier, there is a square. Behind it are the train tracks, and beyond them, a building in the Catalan modernist style. It was originally a factory, but now houses La Llauna Secondary School. Its name means the tin can. This intriguing name came about because the factory produced metal containers, and so the local people came to refer to it as La Llauna. Its official name was Gotardo de Andrés Metalgraf Española. Look at the medallion-shaped decorations near the top of the building. After you've enjoyed this panorama of Badalona, continue along the promenade until you reach location number 9.